Now return to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show. Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Six on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I'm going to take some phone calls here in a second.
I'm going to tell you, every time you blow out the candle, I think we're getting birthday cake.
Yeah. I wish.
Not fair.
I saw a thing with Sharon the other day. Ozzy's not doing good.
Huh? Ooh, you know who else isn't doing good? Sharon.
Sharon's face.
Her face. Ozempic.
Oh, is that what you think?
Well, I don't know, but it's just like so and skinny and weird and
It is bad. I took the Ozempic the other day and it's just wiping me out. It's just making me feel exhausted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I guess that it's the first couple of days thing where it knocks you out.
Yeah. It messes with your gut biome, which they say has a lot to do with your sleep and your brain.
It made me sleep a lot yesterday, and I could feel like going to sleep today, too.
Yeah.
Although
Michael.
At the gym today, Spanish.
Yeah. Gym it.
Do you not? How often throughout the week are you napping?
No, I'm not. Unless I fall asleep, like watching TV or something like that. But yesterday, I specifically went inside in the bedroom and to take a nap.
I have a routine of napping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I nap almost every day.
I think because Juliana is not in school right now, so it's a little bit throwing me off. Like, normally, I could take a nap and then get up and go get her from school. You know, it works out perfectly. But because things are so willy-nilly right now during the summer, it throws me off. So, just how it is.
Yeah.
I could take a nap right now on this
camera. Nice, really. Yeah. Me too.
Put it up there. Tony, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Good. Hey, let me ask you a quick question. Isn't Ozempic for something else? It's not for weight loss, right?
It originally is for diabetes.
Yeah.
But they found out that it does do weight loss stuff as well.
Isn't it making you sick?
No.
No. Okay. Anyways, so I heard you guys, this is going on from when you went to quote unquote Sam Ash, and then Galvin going to Guitar Center. So, and customer service. So, I wanted to buy a new Martin guitar. And of course, you know, I was looking online, so on and so forth. So I went to Guitar Center and I grabbed the guitar. I said, listen, I want to buy this Martin. I said, do you price match? He goes, yeah, sure. I said, okay, here's my phone. Here's Sam Ash. He goes, no, we don't do that. I said, what do you mean? He goes, Sam Ash is closed. I go, dude, the guitar is in my cart in samash.com.
No, we don't do that.
Oh my God. I love going to a store and shopping, but Guitar Center is the worst. So anyways, I ended up buying, I went to, Replay Guitar Exchange down on Dale Mabry, and the guy, yeah, no problem. I'll match the guitar. I saved like $300 because it was like a $2,000 guitar.
That's pretty good. But you know what, though? I'm starting to think, like, you know, if they had closing specials where they were like, hey, we're practically giving the stuff away, it might be hard for them to compete with that. But they can't say they're going to do it and then not do it.
Oh, it's just Guitar Center is the worst. Anyways, I love you guys. You're fantastic. This is Tony with the tattoo, by the way.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Tony.
Yeah, Martin guitars are expensive. Yeah.
What tattoo does he have?
He's got the Mike Calta Show tattoo.
I thought it was Pickle Toddler.
No.
That's Chooch.
Got it.
Sorry.
Yeah, Tony has all of our names and
the logo. Yeah.
Sorry, Tony. I didn't realize what you were talking about. He said I went into Guitar Center, quote Sam Ash. I was confused. I just found the anyway.
I think you do need an app.
I might. Mike Calta Show, hello.
Hey, what's up,
Dan?
Nope. Man, what part of your band from the show do you not understand?
Because I said something, I said a bad fat joke. I don't mean to say it.
What was it?
I don't mean to call you fat ass.
He did it again.
He's
doing it
again. I'm sorry about it.
I don't feel like you are. I feel like you're mocking me now.
I am not mocking you, fat ass.
Did I say that? Yes.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, you hurt my feelings. It's going to be at least 6 months before I can talk to you again.
Look at me. I have trouble fitting in my own jeans myself when I put my pants on.
Well, I don't have any trouble getting my pants on. But thank you for pointing that out. You and Marine Rob should go hang out with each other.
I'm getting tired of myself.
Yeah. All right. I got to go and talk to you in like maybe like November.
November's too long.
No, no, sorry. December. That's the way it goes.
No. Fat ass.
Hey. Oh, hey.
Come on.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez.
The emphasis of what she puts on ass when he says it.
Fat ass. Mm-hmm. Oh, that dump truck.
I saw Mike Olivero filled in for Roger and JP yesterday.
Yeah.
I like that. I think they sound good.
Yeah. Him, Corey, Dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
I think JoJo was in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need to formulate a whole new show.
Oh, watch out.
You know, you get a little nervous?
No. We're fine.
I need a whole new show coming together.
We're all right. I know.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. The phone number is to reach us. I was wrong about something.
Oh, man.
And Gio pointed it out. He's not even here.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield is tomorrow.
Oh.
Not Friday.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
So Thursday. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. I was under the impression it was Friday. We will talk to your Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback, Baker Mayfield, tomorrow on the show.
Are you going to tell him what you think the season's going to be? Didn't you think they're going 17-1? Or
no.
What
No, I did not make a prediction this year. I made it. Listen, I came the closest last year.
We went through their schedule, you know, because they put out the teams that they're playing and stuff. And I'm pretty sure you said they were winning.
I'm a fan. What do you want?
Yeah.
What people need to understand also is that when it comes to baseball, I don't care anymore about baseball.
Are people trying to get you to care, or what's happening?
People are the Yankees are playing the Rays, so they're like, "Oh, the Stankies are going to lose." I don't care. I retired when Derek Sanderson Jr. retired, and that was a good time to retire.
Yeah,
I'm out
at the peak.
I'm out now, right? Yeah. I went out on top.
Is he still part owner of the Marlins or no?
I don't know,
because I saw he's doing some broadcasting stuff, I believe, right?
He did playoffs last year in the Fox MLB.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't, because I saw one of the Big Poppy try to get him to wear it.
I saw
Red
that.
Sox jersey.
Yeah, had his name put on, and he threw it.
No, I am not just not watching, and I don't find baseball to be very exciting. Yeah, you know, I like hockey and I like football. So
I said to my wife last night, I go, I wish there was some sports on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we got nothing right now.
We got 57 days until football.
Oh. Yeah, football's starting back up. Waiting for basketball, waiting for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a baseball fan.
I'm not a
fan. Are you waiting for sports, or are you waiting to bet on sports?
Both.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You got WNBA right now.
WNBA.
Oh, right. The W.
Listen, I'll put some money on some people. You know, I'll put some money on the under on the
I like your
total
style.
Score.
I like your style, Galvin.
I'll tell you what, the more I know about it now, and the more I think about it, the fact that she didn't make the Olympic team, Caitlin Clark, is hilarious.
Yeah, one of the former NBA guys said, you're mad at her because she brought eyes to your sport and not on you. You didn't bring those eyes to the sport. She did. But you know what you should do? Take those eyes that she brought to the sport and put them on you.
Yeah. Right.
He goes, that's what you should be doing instead of bitching at her and yelling at her and being mean to her and everything else.
They're jealous.
They're totally jealous.
Yeah.
Between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, they brought eyes to the WNBA, and now your job as a player is to get those eyes on you and be like, hey, I never watched this before, but you know who else is good?
Mm-hmm.
This person. Right. This person.
Because
you know what I mean?
Without them, no one would be talking about you guys. You know what I mean?
Like exactly, because they weren't watching the year before or the year before that or the years before that.
Because if you asked me who Angel Reese was before the Caitlin Clark thing, I wouldn't know. Now I know more names in the WNBA because we started paying attention to it because of her.
Yeah. Caitlin Clark upped everyone's salary in the WNBA.
And got them airplanes.
Right.
Yeah.
One person did that. And instead of being like, oh, cool, let's take this opportunity and really like continue this, you know, momentum, they're all just bitching like,
this is kind of the way you treat me, Carmen.
What is the saying? A high tide raises all boats.
Yeah.
Right? Something like that.
Yeah. This is why everyone gets a trophy doesn't work.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is why.
I'm just saying, sometimes I raise the tide and Carmen just, instead of giving me credit for it, she just says bad things about me.
When?
She's mean to me. You're mean to me a lot.
When? When you're mean to me?
You always point out how rich I am.
How does that mean?
Yeah, you know, it's a negative. You don't ever do it. You're never doing a positive way.
I don't think you know what a negative and positive is.
You're never like, Look at your fantastic opulence. You're always like, look, you got too many refrigerators.
I don't think you understand. I still don't think you understand.
Whatever. Something like that.
That's not how it works. Just because you feel guilty about being rich, don't be mad at me.
I don't feel guilty about anything.
Well, then I don't know how me pointing out that you have multiple refrigerators and a $5,000 coffee machine makes me a bad person.
You're quick to snip at me.
No, not true.
I'm the Caitlin Clark of this show. And you're like,
that's not even... You're gonna
you get, and your big ass eyelashes.
I don't have eyelashes.
Oh, I've seen them.
Let me just tell you, I almost did something to Carmen yesterday and then backed off of it.
Oh, thank you.
She put up a video of her eating something. What were you eating yesterday?
A taco. Because the song before it was, I love tacos. I love tacos.
Yeah.
She wrapped it up and went to go take a big hunt. Yeah. And I screenshot right as she was detaching her jaw to fit it in her mouth. Yeah. And I was going to post it. And I thought, no, poor Carmen. She put herself out there enough. She gets enough heat.
Yeah. Like,
people.
I'm just trying to have fun. People like to watch me eat. And then, you know, you do stuff like that. And then I don't, and then I go on a hiatus. It's your fault. When people ask me why I don't post more or why I'm more like conservative, it's because of Mike, so blame Mike.
See? Oh. This is the Caitlin Clark of the show.
No, you just... It's not how that... Again, I don't think you understand.
I put more eyes on you. Yeah. I get more eyes on you. I get people watching you.
Wow.
In
a negative light. Instead of being like, oh, look how cute she is. She's like, you're like, I'm going to take the worst frame that I possibly can find, and that's what I'm going to post. Instead of doing the end when I'm smirking and I have a cute little smile and I'm dancing, you pick the worst
Carmen,
part of it.
It's your job to turn him, though, Carmen. Yeah. He's getting eyes on you, good or bad eyes. Yeah, your eyes are on you.
I'm
going to let you know right now, I do not want to see you eat.
You don't have to. Don't watch me.
I have can I make a suggestion?
No.
Mm. All right, so listen, hear me out. Hear me out. So you know when you go to take that big bite and you unhinge your jaw, do that anime face that Chad likes.
Oh, while you're that's doing a good idea. Yeah.
See?
No, that's absolutely not.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if I was going to do that, I'd be doing that on OnlyFans Spanish. That's what that face is for.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't have to make it sexual, but
I mean, that face is sexual.
I mean, you said it, not depends me. I got $5. I'll subscribe.
Just because you don't say it doesn't mean you don't know.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but I got $20 now.
Ignorance is bliss, isn't it?
Yeah.
Douche.
That's my bad. I shouldn't have done that. I couldn't help it.
Listen, I'm just saying I felt like you eating the sandwich was a funny video.
Cute.
And I didn't want to make it bad. So I backed off it.
But you were going to. Your initial reaction was, how can I make this bad for her? It wasn't, oh, that's a cute video. It was, oh, I'm gonna make this terrible.
No.
My initial reaction was
look at the way she manhandles that taco. Yeah. I got to show the world this. And that was it. And then I realized that would probably not work out in the best light for you, so I backed off.
Yeah, just share the whole video. Why do you got to share a screenshot of the video?
Yeah.
Because I'm not a nice guy and I like to be mean to you. See, now you understand why I'm mean to you? Because you're mean to me. It goes both ways.
All right.
See? If you're not mean to me, I'm not mean to you.
Is Charlie Belcher in a Hemingway contest? All the guys have big beards. I don't know what he's
doing. Maybe it's one of those beard competitions.
Maybe.
Bunch of beardos.
Beardos.
What is a beard competition?
You know, where they like everybody has.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Saying, like, what are the criteria? Like, how long it is? How soft it is?
Thickness,
how?
Yeah.
Who judges that?
Styling it. Lucky people.
That sounds gross.
What? Oh, I forget. You don't like hair.
She's got her own beard.
No, I don't. I shave it.
You still on the ring? You shave like every day?
Yes.
Or when you're?
I'm never going to stop that. That is a lifetime thing.
I saw a thing, a new product that they sell for women. They say every time you shave, it takes a layer off of your skin, and then you get this stuff and you spray it back on. It like helps the skin recover.
Well, there's no recovery time. So because what the girls are doing, they're using those Dermaplane razors. And technically, those do take a layer off, but those are almost like the apricot scrub of our generation, where they're doing more damage than they are helping. I've talked to my dermatologist about this multiple times. Men have been shaving for years. It works. There's no downside from it, right? So why would you do anything else? It's just a way for them to put a pink tax on something for women that they can do, and then they're going to ruin their face, and now they have to spend more money later on in the future fixing those problems. Why not just shave?
Yeah, what is the only downside? They used to say, and I heard this isn't true, that when you shave it, it grows back thicker and better, but that's not real.
Right, that's fake. It will seem darker, but it's because of the angle. But if you let it grow out, like, completely, that color goes away, because it's really just the shadow. It's not the color of the hair coming back. So most people think it's coming in darker, but that's not true. I shave daily because that's how my face grows a lot really fast.
Does it really?
Yeah.
What would it take for you to just let it grow? Why? Would it take for you to just grow it out?
No.
How long would it take to get a beard, do you think? Like a full beard?
This afternoon.
I wouldn't get a full beard, but I would get stubble in a day.
Really?
Yes.
Call that 5 o'clock shadow.
Yes, exactly. Because it's just like when you guys shave, like, the hair is constantly growing. Your hair grows back within 24 hours. Same with me. So, and because of the way I'm shaving it, there's an angle to it. So it makes it coarse so you can feel it.
5 o'clock, Carmen.
Yeah.
Next time you're coming here, will you just not shave for one day?
No. Absolutely not. You just talked about how you wanted to post a picture of me eating tacos because you wanted to embarrass me. What do you think I think you're going to do with a 5 o'clock shadow on me?
I just want to rub it.
No.
Why does anybody else have this image in their head of when Carmen's hair grows out? She's like the wolf man.
Yeah.
She's
just splotchy. Like, yeah.
It slowly grows out.
It's very much just like sporadic little patches. Like, it's not everywhere. It's just like one here, there, two here, there.
I'll have to give it 3 days, though.
I imagine you have the same beard as Spencer Pratt.
Very similar. Yes. Very, very similar.
Well,
so, right. Listen, but I have to say, I just saw my dermatologist like 2 weeks ago, and they were like, perfect. Skin looks great. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Does he do studies on you and reports and stuff and like have different people come in? You're not going to believe this.
It's a girl. Oh. And I ask her. And again, like I said, I went over this with her before I started shaving regularly. I said, I get the dermaplane. She said, we do the dermaplane. I said, I saw a thing that if, you know, shaving, da da da, this and that, it's basically the same. She's like, you're absolutely correct. It's less expensive. If that works for you, do that. And I was like, okay. And then I started doing it. And she was like, shaving works and it doesn't hurt. Your skin looks great. Keep doing it.
I have an old weed whacker that I don't use anymore.
It's not that bad. Yeah.
If you let it go a couple of days.
Yeah.
Listen, if I didn't shave, I could tweeze it out.
Yo, what are you using? The straight razor? You got an electric razor? What do you got?
I use the Gillette Aloe.
She uses one of those Thanksgiving electric knives for carving the turkey.
No, I use the Gillette three-blade aloe.
Machete.
It's the only
machete.
Is it a disposable or you got?
Yes, it's a disposable, yeah. And I have a subscription on Amazon. I get the razors sent to my house once a month because I use it for base. I usually use it like a week or two,
yeah.
And then I throw it away.
Carmen uses a disposable razor when she gets done. It looks like she shaved a teddy bear. There's just big chunks of it in there.
Mike, on the show. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah, all I wanted to say is Carmen is so hot that if she let her beard grow for a week, it's not a deal breaker.
All right. I would like to see her do that, sir.
What happened to you, sir, that this is going on?
All right.
Okay, I have a question. If we were to do this, could I pluck it?
What do you mean?
Well, why would you do that then?
That's
the
purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want to just see it grow out so you look like Bo Duke.
No.
I'm telling you right now, if Carmen didn't shave for 2 weeks, she would not be able to compete in swimming against
No way. There's no way.
They would test me for sure.
Yeah. They'd be like, whatever, Carl.
You're not fooling anybody. Mike out the show. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. November's coming up. So
I try every year, sir. I try, don't I, Carmen? I try to get you to do no shave November.
Yes.
What if we pledged money or something?
So the other problem that you guys are also forgetting is when I stop shaving and the regrowth starts coming back in, that's when ingrown happens, and that's when I start breaking out, and that was the whole reason why I started shaving. I don't want a face full of pimples, especially...
I was gonna say, zits and a beard. Ooh,
right.
Man,
that's, yeah, no thank you. Like, the whole reason why I started shaving, if I stopped shaving, all those problems would come back. And then I'd have to go through a year of getting rid of those scars. So no.
Carmen, I would like to formally invite you to the mustache dinner that happens at the end of every November, beginning of December.
I got to tell you, I'm very lucky. The hair up there is not as coarse or as, you know, rapid as the hair on my chinny chin chin.
Yeah. You have a nice chin.
Thank you. Because I shave it.
Chin.
What about
the shape.
What about cheeks? Like, what about on your cheeks?
Nope. I mean, I shaved my cheeks.
Yeah, but if you didn't,
she'd look like Chaka.
You might see like one or two hairs or something, but it's not like crazy.
Right. Carmen, the Lightning, you know, Stamkos is not there. We've got some new players. If they make it into the playoffs, will you grow a playoff
beard? No. Oh.
You're no fun.
I am fun. I just explained it.
I know.
It took years to get rid of this stuff, and you guys are trying to ruin it in 1 month.
Oh, I think 2 days would probably do it.
See? Like, so why would you do that to me?
All right. No big deal.
Yeah, find something else for someone else to do. Spanish get fat. Oh, whoa, no, you don't want to do that. Spanish
get fat. Remember, that was the first thing you ever said no to.
Yeah.
We were doing it. We wanted him to do fat Spanish.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and I wasn't like, don't make me do it. Have Carmen grow her beard out. Jeez, lady.
Well, you already said no to it, so I know you're not going to say
it. Oh, all right, that's fair.
Yeah, but then he did it anyway.
Oh, no. Spanish looks great.
Carmen, what about if we had you get fat?
No.
Listen, it's an excuse. You can be like, I'm doing it for the show and everything, and then you just wail on whatever food you want.
Yeah, Galvin, too late. I'm already there.
No, you're not. But if you do decide to do that on OnlyFans. I got $5 on it.
I've been trying to lose this weight.
Paid by the pound.
All right.
I want to find out. I want to look. I found last time I was on OnlyFans, there was a lot of girls I knew that had OnlyFans. I was like,
it's
what?
Shocking.
What's
going on there?
That's the fun part.
Well, remember during the pandemic, every girl was like, well, I guess I'm doing OnlyFans now.
But go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I found something that what people are doing is they'll go to girls' Instagrams and just take their bikini shots and like zoom in on their private parts and start an OnlyFans with that. So it's just still shots and they're wearing bikinis, but they're thong bikinis at the end of the day.
Stolen valor, but different V.
Yeah.
Right?
And who's paying for that?
Weirdos. Creeps.
The same guy that wants to make out with bearded Carmen.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a good guy.
There's a shocking amount of girls that just promote their OnlyFans on Hinge and the dating apps.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. Yeah. I see a lot of that online, the Facebook and all that. They're just using that to promote the OnlyFans.
So weird.
Well, you know.
I saw one of the greatest things. I forget who it was. Some smoking hot girl. And you go to her page, and it says the website you're looking for, and it's her OnlyFans. Because it's like she knows you clicked on it to see whether she has an OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here, this is what you're looking for.
Oh, I can't tell you how many girls on Instagram. I go right to their bio to see if they have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, but the dating apps.
Page.
Yeah, it's weird because in their bio, they're like, looking for Mr. Right, the man of my dreams. I want to settle down, get married. By the way, check out my OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm doing, you know, whatever.
Carmen just pays her on OnlyFans?
I don't think so.
Would you let us know if she does?
I would.
I would join it.
She does very well with her hair business.
Yeah, but I mean, who doesn't love a little extra money?
Yeah, I mean, I get you, but if you don't need to do it.
Especially when you have some body art.
Some people still have morals, and they don't want.
It's true.
Those people are jerks. Yeah.
They're not going to drink
you
Love
doing
Tigers
OnlyFans.
Leg pus for $2 million.
Yeah. I'm not as attractive. If I was,
doesn't
I'd be
matter. You
making
have,
the money on it.
Listen, there's someone out there that's a bear lover that would love to see you naked.
Oh. Yeah. Well.
They would love to see you Winnie the Pooh it.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I got to tell you, Carmen, you're talking me into it at this point.
There's someone out there for you.
Yeah.
There's viewers.
You.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I thought you meant like the woman in my dreams.
Oh,
no.
If you want to make money getting naked, you can. Okay? That's been proven.
Yeah.
All right. In.
Yeah. Put a paper bag over my head.
Dude, if I could just be like the the Naked Bear of France, and it was all just over there, like geographically, you could block it out. I'd be like, eh,
what's that up? Would be awesome.
Oh, no. Poo poo, papa. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll play a game. Maybe we do a little host tweet. We haven't done that in a little while.
Yeah.
And we'll give some stuff away. It's the Mike Calton Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calton Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.